General Don Bolduc-Gripp's Democrat Foreign Policy, We Are Weak. We Need to Get Tough. By Wendell Hussebo on November 1, 2022. New Hampshire Republican candidate General Don Bolduc slammed Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, and the Biden administration on Sunday for being weak on foreign policy. We are weak politically. We are weak economically. We are weak diplomatically, the retired brigadier general told MER-ABC. Good tactics don't beat bad strategy and bad policy. We are weak. We need to get tough, General Bolduc said. And get tough with China. We need a China resistance policy. We can hurt China economically. We can get them out of all our institutions that they are meddling in, but this administration hasn't done that. And because they haven't done it, we have four other countries that are expanding all their nuclear programs and their proxy war programs, and it's hurting us and it's hurting our allies, General Bolduc said. I won't vote for money going to anybody that's going to drag us to war that isn't tied to a good policy and strategy. General Bolduc added about the Washington elite's financial and tactical support of Ukraine. Hassan has voted to send billions of taxpayer funds to Ukraine, one of the most corrupt nations in the world. With a week until election, General Bolduc and Hassan are tied in the polls, 45-45%, with 7% undecided. New Hampshire is one of seven Senate races that will determine which party controls the Senate come November 8. During the campaign, Hassan has acknowledged General Bolduc for his decorated military service, even taken up a veterans bill after being inspired by the general's heroism. First of all, I want to thank Don Bolduc for his military service, she said during the October 18 debate. I am grateful for Don Bolduc's service, she reiterated about the decorated veteran. General Bolduc served his nation for over 33 years in the Army's Special Forces community. He retired at the rank of Army Brigadier General in 2017. During his time with the Army, he commanded units during the Global War on Terror in Afghanistan against the Taliban, which have since reclaimed the country under Democrat leadership in 2021. General Bolduc has also served on the Joint Staff in the Office of the Secretary of Defense and aide to the Secretary of the Army, briefing the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the President of the United States. He is the recipient of two Awards of Valor, five Bronze Star Medals, and two Purple Hearts, the Defense Service Medal, the Defense Superior Service Medal, Legion of Merit, and Army Commendation Medal with Valor Device. General Bolduc is virtually tied with Hassan, despite being outspent by $9 million, according to third-quarter campaign totals. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.